Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Fix It with Faust here on Healthy Life Net, all positive talk radio. I'll be with you every second Thursday of the month, bringing you some of the most fascinating guests, all giving you invaluable information, some of which will absolutely change your life. I'm the director of the Fix Yourself Power Zone and the author of the Fix Yourself Handbook, the Fix Yourself Anxiety Handbook, and the Fix Your Depression Handbook. The new Fix Your Anger Handbook is scheduled for publication on June 1st. And also, the writing for the Fix Your Addiction Handbook has started, so we're looking forward to it by the end of the year. The research for the following book, the Fix Your Abuse Handbook, has begun, so we're busy here. So go to Amazon, get your copies, and we'll keep you up to date with everything else going on. You can find everything you need at the Power Zone at www.faustruggiero.com. I am absolutely thrilled to be spending time with someone today who's been a true inspiration to those of us who fight the mental health battle and who have a deep and abiding love for those people who are suffering from mental health-related difficulties. Mariel Hemingway is an Oscar-nominated actress, a best-selling author, and a voice for holistic and balanced health. In that role, she has led wellness retreats all over America as she shares her insights about movement, silence, nutrition, and home. Mariel, welcome to Fix It with Faust.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm as you know, I'm inspired and in awe of the work that you do. So cool.
Well, I appreciate it. That feeling's mutual. And, you know, for everyone, Mariel and I have had time to discuss all these things previously. I was a guest on her podcast with Melissa Yamaguchi. It's a podcast Out Comes the Sun, and you all need to go there and listen to that. It's a great podcast. So, you know, so I'm returning the favor. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
So tell us, you know, your life has been a kind of a mission for mental health. Bring us up to date. What's happening?
Well, you know, I guess it's not like it wasn't an overnight aha moment where you think, oh, I'm gonna work on mental health for other people. First, you have to work on yourself. So it's been a journey, an entire life journey of realizing where I come from, and I realized kind of my mid 40s that I had been on a survival kind of course of just trying to survive my life in the sense that I was so fearful of some of the things that my family had suffered from, whether it was addiction or mental illness struggles or, you know, heart disease and cancer and all these things. So I was terrified that it was almost like a virus that you would just catch and one day you would just be crazy, and I shouldn't use that term. People don't often like that, but that was my fear, that I was going to go crazy, that I was going to be in a home, they'd commit me, and I wouldn't even know that it had happened. But what that did for me in those years coming up to my mid-40s was it made me look at everything to do with the brain, but everything to do with the body, because I knew that there was a connection to what we were doing to our bodies, eating, you know, drinking water, getting sunlight, you know, these kind of very simple things, learning how to breathe. I began a yoga practice and meditation and all of these different things that became invaluable when I finally realized that I wasn't going to, end up crazy or have heart disease or get cancer if I made good choices in my life, and which I've been doing. Some of them were a little extreme and some of them weren't always good, but I was on this journey to figure out, like, what's right for me. And that's what I wanted to, what, 20 years ago, that's what I decided, is that, oh, I need to share some of these things that I've done with other people. Not that they may work for everybody, but at least part of them are certainly ways to create balance in one's life and a little bit better understanding of the brain and the body-brain connection.
You said something as you're opening that up. You're in survival mode, and I think many of us go into survival mode and don't understand that. We all have those reference points in our childhood and all those things we experience, and we take on that identity. That survival mode, what was that like for you?
Well, it's not comfortable, but when that's how you were brought up, the thing is, you don't know what you don't know, right? When you're a child, I thought that it was, I made it my job to, I thought that I was the person that was supposed to fix everybody and make everything okay and clean up messes and do things, because it just seemed like, oh, well, nobody else is doing this, so that's my job. So the survival came from watching other people in pain and being afraid that I would end up like that unless I did something about it. So that survival led me to these different things, like meditation, like having a yoga practice, like breathing, like, figuring out the right food for me that would help me to be better, not only physically, but mentally. And so, it's not comfortable to be in survival once you're out of it and you realize what just being at ease and at peace with yourself feels like. But until you know that feeling, you just are survival mode. It's like being in constant sympathetic, instead of parasympathetic nervous system. You're in sympathetic nervous system. You're kind of on high alert. You're fight or flight all the time. Because that's how I knew how to survive. The truth is, when we get older, we don't need those techniques anymore. But until you know new techniques, you don't realize you don't need those anymore.
When you're in the survival mode, there is a certain type of internal language that you use. And, of course, that changes, or we change it when we decide to go into a healthy mode. Can you go back? Can you recall? How did I speak to myself when I was in that mode?
Well, yeah. I mean, that's the internal dialogue is the biggest thing that we have to shift and become aware of. I think that most people are unaware of how unpleasant we are to ourselves, right? So I wrote in my first book, one of my first books called Healthy Living from the Inside Out. I wrote, if you had a person over to your house for dinner that spoke to you the way that you speak to yourself sometimes, you'd like throw that person out of your house. You're rude, you're unpleasant, you're unkind, whatever. But we have these internal dialogues with ourselves that are not kind, and they're based on survival techniques. They're based on fight or flight. They're based on trying to negotiate a world when you were young, when you were a child, that you didn't know how to negotiate. So, when things went wrong, you blamed yourself. And yet those patterns and those voices keep coming up every time, a situation occurs in your adult life that is similar to something you went through in your childhood. So it's very interesting.
It's interesting as you say that. I can remember going through those types of dialogues in my own head, and nothing had to happen for that dialogue to start. It might be it was the routine thoughts every day, or even better, it would escalate if something was going to happen. Well, we're going to go to, I don't know, a wedding, a party, a dinner party, whatever it may be, and then the rumination starts, and the conversations actually begin where you start anticipating what the other people are going to do, and you have your scenario set up for that. Is that something
Absolutely.
You did also?
Oh, yeah. I mean, those here's the thing. We have 85,000 thoughts a day, if not more. And probably 80% of those thoughts are repetitive. So it's no wonder that we keep having the same thoughts, we keep doing the same things, because the internal dialogue doesn't change. But once you become aware that the internal dialogue is not healthy for you, then, you know, that's what happened with me. I started to just try to be conscious of when I would be negative with myself and stop myself and take a breath and cancel that thought and think a new thought, think something positive, think something that wasn't that same thing. Now, it takes a little bit of, you know, quote unquote work to do that, but once you start doing it, it becomes habitual. It's like you can catch yourself. At first, it seems difficult, like you can't catch yourself, but even that statement is a negative statement that you can't do something, right? So you change that. I can do this. I can recognize those thoughts. It's just all about kind of training, but putting training wheels on so that you can do it slowly.
You know, and I like what you're saying. When I make that applicable to people, I always tell them, look, you're going to start doing this, you're retraining your brain, and you
right.
are going to have those thoughts reoccur, and they're going to reoccur often because that's the training you gave your brain for so many years. It learned it, and it learned how to become proficient with doing that. But as you
Absolutely.
Train yourself,
and don't you,
you will...
think, I mean, sorry to interrupt, but don't you think that those thoughts kind of are attached to the ego, and they want to hold on? Like, sometimes when you start the process of undoing them and thinking new thoughts, the old thoughts seem to be more glaring than ever. They're like pushing. They're pushing hard. They're holding on. Like, wait, I've been doing this for years. You're not going to let go of me now.
Well, you're right, and I think that's attached to the survival part of things. When I tell people, hey, let's do this. You're going to be able to do it. You'll fail a little bit, but that's okay. Just keep on doing it. When we finally get into what the fear is if I stop doing that, my defenses are gone, and I'm vulnerable,
right.
and I need that survival thing. And then they start trying to look at how I can incorporate both. And I don't stop them. I say, fine, do that for a while, but you're going to see that when you do it, you're going to be uncomfortable. And when you don't do it, you're going to say, geez, you know, I can stop this. And I also like what you said when you said, you know, I stopped thinking about it. Because that's really, it's a very simple thing. I'm not going to do this. Stop that thought, but then go to a positive one. You have to replace
right.
it.
Well, you have to have an action, right? If
right.
you just say, don't have that thought, it's like saying, don't think of pink elephants. That's all you're going to think about, right?
Right.
So you have to come up with something to, you know, to replace that negativity or whatever, you know, the unkind thing that we say. It just, I'm shocked at how unpleasant we are to ourselves. It's so sad.
Well, and it is. I mean, and when we do that to ourselves, then we bring it out to the rest of the world, because whatever's inside comes out, and then it's just a chain reaction everywhere. Everyone's doing it, you know. And
yeah.
You know, and I remember stopping that myself, and I was amazed at how simple it was. All I had to do was say, no, I'm not thinking about that anymore. That's the first
right.
thing. I'm going to think about this. And, you know, and what I found, it was like there was this little battle going on there where, you know, my
right.
All right, I'm going to do that. And this other side of me was knocking on the door and saying, no, this is what we do. And after a while, that faded. It does fade. It takes a while, but that's okay. It's a journey, and it's okay to have that little battle.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, I think that we as human beings, and probably especially Americans, we think that there's a magic pill or a magic bullet and it's all going to happen overnight. It's a process, you know, and living a healthy life is not a, it's a journey, and I think of it as an adventure, and I think you have to change your mindset about how you see taking care of yourself. Instead of it being dry, it's kind of like when people think of eating healthy. They think, oh, but it doesn't taste good and it's, you know, I have to give up so much. Instead of thinking of it that way, think of, well, I'm going to try new things and it doesn't have to be bad. And I'll do a shameless plug. I have a cookbook out that I did several years ago. But, you know, I took food that we were brought up with and I made it healthy so that people didn't think that healthy food had to be bad for them, but it's the same kind of thing. You just have to go, wait, no, let's look at this as an adventure, as something I get to do. Not I have to do. I get to do this. This is a privilege. We have this body that is such a gift, and it's a gift to figure out how your body works best for you. And it's, and, you know, it's not one size fits all. It's different for everybody. My diet is different than my husband's. The way that I work out is different. The way that I need to negotiate my life is different in order to keep me in a place of peace and, you know, and kindness to myself, so to speak.
You know, we do the same thing in our house. My wife and I have the same types of diets. We work out. At different times, we work out differently, but we keep it going. But the thing I always say is, I can't wait to get, we have a training center in the basement, I can't wait to get down. That's my time. But the key is, it's not a chore. There are some days you say, I'm a little tired today. Well, then I'll go down and do something. But the point is, you have to love the process of taking care of yourself. That's the part that I train. That's the general training program, if you will. Stop thinking about this as a chore. I get to get up every day and do the things I'm doing, and working out and meditating or yoga, whatever it may be. Those are in every day. I like those things, and I keep going. And I keep telling people that the brain has a process called habit formation. And you train your brain, it develops new comfort zones. That's where people have a problem. You mentioned that before. I get out of those old comfort areas, because even though they're toxic and dysfunctional and painful, I know what to do in them, so I keep doing it. But their comfort prisons. So, you know, when we start doing something that is positive, we have to embrace it, but it will take some time to get there.
Yeah, 100%. But I love that you do that. That's very similar to how we are. I mean, we have a gym in our garage, right? And we've just totally transformed this garage, and we're so excited to get in there and just do different things. And I don't know. I think we're privileged, and I think we have to look at our bodies a bit. I mean, to be our age, your age, our age, whatever it is, and to be able to still move, because that's one of the keys to keeping a healthy brain, is to stay moving physically. People quit moving. They get older. We think, oh, you know, I'm older now. Things are a little creaky. Things ache a little bit. But that's actually the time. No, you get busy. You keep moving. You know, maybe you don't become an Olympic weightlifter, but you move. It's not the time to do less movement. It's to do more. Maybe you have to lessen the intensity, but you keep moving.
And that's the key, and your body responds, and you get to know your body. But the other thing I tell people is the brain is expansive. If you start getting into something, it expands. It helps you do more of it. I remember when in our old house we had the basement, and I had a couple machines that I got just to work out because we had kids, and I didn't want to leave the house and leave, you know, for hours at a time. And then we built a new house and put this little area in. Then that, my mind just kept expanding on it. So now it's a, you know, like another room in the house, and mirrors and carpet and music and like 14 machines in there. And when I go down, I am in heaven. But, you know, it's what your mind will do is the key where I'm going with this. It's not going to just stop and remain in drudgery. Your mind will adjust to this. and then it will say,
absolutely,
I want more.
Yes, because the endorphins and the things that are released when you actually do things that at first seem uncomfortable, but then the body starts to go, wait, oh my gosh, this is exciting. I'm glad that you said that, because it will adjust. It always adjusts. We're designed to change, only we're in a society that doesn't want us to change. It wants us to believe in the things that we were brought up to believe, and that's that, and we're just going to stay stuck. And that's not the way that our brains work, even as we get older. We're meant to change and keep shifting and change the way we think, and your brain will adjust, like you said. I love that. That makes me, makes me smile.
You know, it's interesting. I was at a get-together on Sunday and saw some people. They're my age, and most of them are retired. I said, what are you doing? And they said, nothing. I've done something all my life. And they said, you know, and I could have retired 5 years ago. And I said, no, I'm still seeing people, and I've upped the game, and I'm, you know, writing the publishing the fourth book, and I'm busier now than I ever was, and my workouts are harder than they ever were. And they look and they say, why? And I say, because I love it. And that's a concept that people are not understanding. You know, we have that, let's get to this age, we should be slowing down and relaxing. And I have no concept of that anymore. That's another thing that happens. When you start getting healthy, you have no concept of the unhealthy anymore. Makes sense.
Yeah. And yeah, it's so funny. I have no concept of that either. And I'm excited. I actually think that, like, I think that things are starting now.
You're
you
right.
Know, Bobby and I are always like, oh, my God, we have so much to look forward to. And I'm a grandparent. Like, oh, who cares? I mean, who cares? Like, it doesn't mean you have to stop. And the idea of retirement, I just think is, who does that?
Yes, I don't even know why that concept is. You stop doing the work that you did. Okay, and maybe you have pensions and whatever.
Yeah,
and then there's
exactly.
An exit plan, and you start the next phase of your life.
Yeah.
So, everyone, we've come to the end of the first segment. We're going to take a little break. Then we're going to be back with more from Mariel Hemingway. So please stay with us.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
If you're looking for unique items at affordable prices, then you should try Dream Product. From apparel to beauty, from shoes to therapeutic relief products, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Dream Products, and maybe your dreams might just come into reality.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
If you want USA and worldwide car rentals, choose rentacar.com. Free cancellations on most bookings, no hidden charges. They are trusted by over 4 million customers. Visit our advertiser page and click on the Rent-A-Car banner.
Loving yourself. Sometimes it's hard to do that, and sometimes you just don't know how. Now there's a way to help you understand how to love yourself. Faust Ruggiero's The Fix Yourself Handbook gives you a toolbox of formulas and routines to help you address how to love yourself and towards a life that is a healthy, progressive journey. Get your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. That's FaustRuggiero.com. FaustRuggiero.com. Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
Come on. You know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FastRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Mariel Hemingway today. And when we left the last segment, we were talking a little bit about how to blend all these various components in your life. And what we're really talking about here is balance. So in your world, Mariel, what does balance mean to you?
Well, it's interesting. My very first book was called Finding My Balance.
And that's where I was going.
And honestly, I think you're finding your balance literally every single day. It's not like, I mean, because we're not stagnant human beings who are just moving through the world doing the exact same thing. Well, at least hopefully not. But you're always searching for what works for you, but also what works in that day. Because energy is always shifting, things are changing, seasons are different, you know, things happen in your family that you know, create whatever. So you're always looking for balance. And I think balance is such a beautiful concept in a way of it's always in motion. So it's not stagnant. It's always like I'm finding what works for me today. How this day is going to go and how do I find that balance? Of you know, and balancing stresses with times of rest or restoration.
You know, I like what you said. It's not stagnant. The world is dynamic. It continues to change. And our balance doesn't have to change with the world. It just has to change inside ourselves, and that reflects how we're going to deal with the world. But it's really about internal, our own balance and how we adjust to the day that we're presented with and how we incorporate a balanced approach. When you talk about a balanced approach, what are you talking about?
You know, I mean, it's really kind of what we were talking about in the first segment of, you know, how do you wake up in the morning? Like, I'm very specific. We're talking about working out, but I'm very specific about how I start the day. So when I wake up, I will lie in bed and I will think of things that I'm grateful for. Like I think that starting your day with gratitude is a really good way to start the day in a positive way that creates balance. Because, you know, life is going to happen and things are going to happen in your day and people are going to cut you off when you're driving to work or whatever it is. And it's how we find our place back to center. It's that finding balance after we've been thrown off a little bit. It's about, okay, we course correct. And so starting your day is a really important way to create an atmosphere where finding your balance is easy.
You know, you said something that I think really starts things off. And I do the same thing you do as I'm in bed, and my alarm doesn't even go off. My body just wakes up, and I get in my head, and I'm going through my day. And the first thing I'm saying is, you know, so to speak, Lord, I'm just thrilled about this. I look at the gifts I have. I'm grateful. And I know, like a day like today, I'm going to go 12 hours, and there's going to be no break in it. And I looked at that, and I know some people say, oh, my God, how am I going to deal with today? And I said, bring it on. I can't wait for this. You know, it's one thing after the other, and that is, folks, with no stimulants. I don't ever put stimulants in my body. When you stop doing all that stuff also, and talk about balance, your body learns how to find its own energy, and it doesn't stop, and it just goes on all day. It's there when you need it. But that first statement of the day, I'm grateful, I'm really looking forward to what I'm going to do today, and some of those things are going to be hard. But it depends on how you look at those things.
100%. It's just, so it's gratitude. And then finding the rituals that create that kind of sense of peace. peace and moving through the day with grace. And really, you know, when the tough things come up, and they come up, you know, we're human, it's about responding, not reacting, not losing your shit, so to speak, excuse me. But, you know, it's about like, okay, can I look at this and be kind of objective? It's almost as though I think we're, as human beings, we tend to be pretty good in emergency situations when we have to take care of other people. And so if we can think of the hiccups that happen in our lives as a place to take care of someone else, because sometimes when it's not on us and we put it on ourselves to take care of somebody else, then it makes it a lot easier to deal with the hiccups of life, right? Okay, I need to adjust and just observe this, and you know, I'm gonna respond almost the way I would in an emergency situation. I'm just gonna take care of business. I'm gonna call the right person. I'm gonna do this and do it without like emotional reaction, freaking out. Because that's also energy misused, I think.
Well, and you hit it on the head. It's, you know, one of the core things I teach people is the intellect over the emotion, and there's nothing wrong with emotion, but you should be emoting over the right things. And what right. I've always told people, what I use in my own life is, if something happens, or I'm thinking about something and it's not pleasurable, I'm going to take a step back and say, all right, emotions aside, and I'll say those things, emotions aside for a moment, let me look at this thing. Let me catch my breath. Let me see, you know, gather the facts I have to gather, and then plot a course. This is how I'm going to deal with it. You know, those first
right.
3 or 4 seconds where you say, where something happens and you and your body clenches, that's a telltale sign for you. That's where you say, all right, I'm already off base. Because I'm going too fast. I'm emotional. I am going to react, and I'm probably going to do the wrong thing. And you're right. Then energy goes to a different place, you know. And emotions, people have this idea that emotions are in the heart somewhere. You know, your body pump doesn't have emotions. It is in your brain. So what part of your brain is getting the energy is that's where you're going to go, and that's how you're going to use it.
Right. Right. Oh, that's fascinating. It's kind of, I think people need to have a definition of when people are saying, oh, you're heart-centered and open your heart. Because I think that when we think of that, we think of, oh, it must be this warm and fuzzy heart that is emoting. Well, it's not. It's just, it's doing what its job. But it's that, what people are talking about when they're talking about that is a spiritual sense of the heart center in where your heart is, that is a place of warmth and receiving and healing and all that stuff. But the brain is really the one that's caught up in the emotion and, you know, and remembering a time when you felt that certain way, which caused you to be, you know, hysterical or angry or whatever it is.
You know, and again, when I'm talking to people, I'm saying be mindful of where the energy's going. Know that it's all in your head. You're feeling in your heart because you have a neurological system. The nerves go through those areas, so everything you feel in your head is going to be felt in your body. And they don't realize the power in that statement because that, as you were talking, body-mind relationship. What you feel in your head, you're going to feel in your body. Conversely, the way you train your body is how your head's going to work. So if you
Absolutely.
Can get both of those things working in unison, you really change the way you live your life.
100%. I absolutely agree. And it makes me think of, you know, the gut being part of that thinking process, like how we've now discovered that our gut health is so important to the function of our brain health as well.
Yeah, and they're opening a lot of research on that, but folks, what we're really talking about is getting all the right probiotics in there and balancing your gut. That's where a lot of the hormones, that's where a lot of everything is there. And you know, we can talk more on that, but you know, by all means, do some research on gut health. you'll be surprised how much better you feel when you have that in order. So we're going to take a break, everyone. We'll be back in just a few minutes with Mariel Hemingway, so please stay right with us.
Life is a process, and once you know how to master that process, you will have a life filled with creativity and passion. Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook, will help you master the process to become your authentic self, living in peace and harmony. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook today at FaustRuggiero.com. You'll gain the wisdom you need with this wonderful and practical guide. Do it now at FaustRuggiero.com. Remember, it's the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com.
This is Jack Maher from the band Feed the Kitty. It's important to support the artists you love, and you can do that and get something authentic for yourself. Rock.com has the most coveted, licensed merchandise of music, culture, and entertainment. So go to the advertiser page and click on Rock.com now.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Mariel Hemingway today, you know, and we've been giving you a lot of information about mental health, about how the brain and the body work, you know, and that term mental health is something that, you know, I always look at and say, you know, people will look at that and it's kind of a negative connotation, you know, people say, how's your mental health? And we immediately go negative. And we do know that the second part of that word is health. It should be a positive thing that we're working toward. So, Mariel, in your opinion, you've been doing this now, as I have for many years. You look at the way we approach mental health. How do you think we can do this a little more efficiently?
Well, you know, I guess, I mean, as you know, because you've been doing this as long as me, as I have, it has gotten better. There's less stigma. People, you know, say, we got to get rid of the stigma. I said there's less stigma. People know that people are suffering. People talk about it on social media all the time. I think the way to do it better is to link what we've been talking about today, link this physical, the physical world with our mental world so that it becomes a holistic health, right? It's your body, mind, spirit connection. It's how all of it works together. There's not one piece. Your mind is not separate from your body. And I think how we can do this better is that when we realize that this is not just a brain game, this is a brain and body and environment and food and, you know, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How are you breathing? You know, all of these things, all of it matters to the brain. All of it matters to our mental health. And I love that you said that. It is mental health. Health is a good thing. Good health is great. Everybody wants good health. So, you know, and we're just talking about the mental health being in sync with physical health, which is all, you know, those two together, that just makes for optimum health.
You know, as you were talking, I love the connection you made. And I'll tell you what happened in my head. You know, I asked that that first question, you know, hey, how's your mental health? And we go negative. But I wonder if we could change mental health and say, how's your holistic health? What a difference. What a different statement that is. How are you dealing with the way your brain works and your emotion works and your body and that whole connection? How are you doing that?
Yeah. I think that, you know, Bobby and I talk about that, my husband and I, we have a a center out here in California that we're kind of putting together. And we really just talk about wholeness, right? So holistic, but also wholeness. I think we're not afraid of saying, you know, how's your whole health doing? How is your, all of it put together? How is it all doing? The wholeness of you. You know, it makes, that sounds complete. It sounds like a circle. It doesn't sound like a broken, you know, whatever. And I also think that, people need to realize that they're already okay. I think we talked about this on my show.
Did we?
I can't remember. I think that, but people, and I think you said this because I was so, like, flabbergasted and excited because I didn't know that other people were talking about this. I think that people, we think we're broken. Nobody's broken. We just haven't figured out these old patterns that we need to let go of, because underneath the patterns is a whole and healthy and happy human being.
And you know, when I work with people, I always tell them the first thing I have to help you do is purge. Let's get some of those negative things out of the way. You know, when you come in and say, gee, I have all this anxiety, and I say, what are you eating? And then your body's loaded with carbohydrates and caffeine and maybe an energy drink and the way you're eating. We have to change all that first. And what you're saying, I think, is right on the mark. It's all in there. Everything we need is already inside us. I've been saying that for years. But we do all these things to negate that because quick fixes make us feel good right away, we think.
Absolutely. I mean, and Melissa and I talk about it a lot, and I'm not a person who thinks that nobody should drink or whatever, but I'm telling you, alcohol is such a vicious, it's a vicious way to really screw up your life. I mean, you know, like if once in a while somebody has a glass of wine, no big deal or whatever. But the constant need for, oh, this is how I relax, this is how, and again, no judgment on it, but the excessive way that we go about drinking alcohol, or I'm going to smoke pot just because that relaxes me, or whatever it is, and again, no judgment, it's just using that as a crutch instead of figuring out how you can optimize the way your body functions to create, like you were saying before, to make your own energy, to make, to, you know, create endorphins so that you can feel energy but also relax and sleep better without, you know, taking Ambien or whatever it is. And again, when I say those things, I'm not judging anybody who does. I'm just saying maybe there's a different way to activate your own body's way of being healthy on its own, because we're designed to be healthy. We're not designed to be unhealthy.
And that's such a great point. We are not. You know, I work with people, and I'll come in, and I'll say, well, I have diabetes. And I say, well, let's go over the diet. Well, the doc says if I eat properly, maybe I can reduce the medicine. And I say, if you eat properly, I'll help you come off the medicine. And that almost always happens. And you know, you talk about alcohol, and you say, okay, you know, at the end of the day, I'm just going to have two or three beers or a couple glasses of wine. And I say, well, do you need that? If you say you need that, you just told yourself, not that this is my time to relax, you told yourself the rest of what you did earlier and throughout the day put you in a position where you couldn't relax without that, and that's a powerful statement.
Right. Yeah, it's huge. I mean, alcohol does that, sugar does that. I mean, notice that if you are a person who, you know, has an addictive personality, say, and you eat sugar one day and you've been off it for a while, the next day at the same time, your body, which is getting wrong to, you know, like improper signals, will go, oh, wait, you need sugar now, right? And you think that that's your body telling you, but it's actually like it's just got confused, because those things are so, they're really drugs. You know what I mean? So I don't know. It's very interesting. I love what you were just saying about how, you know, that you can get people off medication just by, you know, changing the way they eat.
Well, the body is designed to work for us. It's a very finely tuned machine, and we do all these things to break it down. And people will ask me the way I eat, I've been a vegan for 45 years, and I don't give myself permission to do anything wrong. That doesn't mean that every now and then, geez, you know, I went to a birthday party and I'll have a little sliver of cake, but that's very rare. And they say, well, then you're not having fun. And I say, yeah, actually I am, because my brain is adjusted to other foods that it really enjoys, and my body doesn't break down because I did it wrong.
Just like you were saying in the beginning, we all adjust to what is functionally right for us. And, you know, and there's not one diet that is right for every human being. But I can tell you one thing, eating real food, you know, whether you're vegan or whatever, if you're not even vegan, you eat meat, but you eat sustainably and you don't eat abused animals or processed, you know, proteins or whatever. Those are different choices, and they make a big difference. I think people think that there's one thing, there's one way.
No.
And there's not one way for every human. There just isn't. But like you said, people will often say to me, you don't have sugar. I said, well, look, I know my body, and I come from an addictive family. I don't think I'm that way anymore. So I just don't do it, and I don't ever think about it. People go, well, don't you, you know, you see that chocolate cake, or you see this, or you see that. Don't you want it? And I'm like, actually, no. I would much, if you had a big bowl of salad, it's sad, but that's actually what my body likes more.
You know, and it's the same thing that I've always said. If you train your body, it doesn't even think about all the other things. Folks, we're going to come to our last segment here, so we're going to take a break for a couple minutes, and then we will be back with more from Mariel Hemingway. Stay with us.
Hey there, wake up. Take your life off of autoplay and learn how to navigate your life using healthy routines and practices. Discover how to live more fully without the need of lies or defenses. Imagine confronting others peacefully. Well, there's one proven way to do it. Get the Fix Yourself Handbook at FaustRuggiero.com. Come on, you know you want to improve your emotional IQ, and with the Fix Yourself Handbook, it's easy. It's fun, and it works. So get out of autoplay and fast forward to FaustRuggiero.com and buy the handbook now.
VMware is a fresh perspective for virtualization on the cloud. Shaping the future, this all-in-one platform delivers virtual cloud service on any cloud. Visit our HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on VMware.
It's time to live every day in the moment, so your life will flow at a healthy and happy pace. When you live in the moment, you can deal with change better and learn how to achieve your goals easier. Find out how in Faust Ruggiero's book, The Fix Yourself Handbook. Make your life simple and easy using a successful blueprint for a happy life with The Fix Yourself Handbook. This is your moment to improve your life. Go to FaustRuggiero.com and pick up your copy of The Fix Yourself Handbook now.
When you need a positive point of view, turn to HealthyLife.net, your 24/7 radio network for a better future.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking with Mariel Hemingway today. And, you know, Mariel, we've been given a lot of information here, and, you know, you and I are both working a program, have been doing so for many years, and there may be people that are saying, gee, you know, I'd like to get in this thing. I'd like to start this. When you start working with people, what do you tell them? Okay, here's how you can start the process.
Well, you know, I've always said if people want to change the way they eat, then change your breakfast. Just start with that. changed or the first thing that you eat in a day. If you're intermittent fasting, the first food that goes into your body, just shift it to something that's healthy. And don't act like you don't know what healthy is, because sometimes I get irritated. People are like, oh, I just don't know. I'm like, you know that the Diet Coke is not good for you, so just quit pretending. You know, quit pretending that the things that you like to do are actually good for you just because it's habitual. But I always just say, start with your breakfast. Change your breakfast. Also, change your breakfast, change your morning. Just start your day differently. Start with gratitude. You know, when you go make your coffee, I know that you don't have coffee or tea, but, you know, some people do, and make it organic coffee, you know. Have a green tea, you know, whatever. But turn that morning ritual of coffee or tea into a ritual. Slow it down. Change the way you start your day. I think that's one of the key things that I tell people is, like, don't think, oh, my God, I've got to change my entire life, like, to be like Boston Mario. But you don't. You just have to change one thing and see how you feel. Because sometimes if you change that one thing, all of a sudden you, wow, I feel different. Maybe I'm going to make a different choice at lunch because I feel really good this morning. I have more energy. I'm more positive. So changing your morning and changing your breakfast are the two things I would recommend, personally.
Along those lines, everyone, when you do that, because that is just sage advice, when you do that, your brain is going to understand that you're doing something healthy. That's another neat part of this. Your brain doesn't have to, you don't have to say, gee, I'm aware that I'm doing something good for myself. Your brain knows it. And when you do that, you will feel better in the morning. It may take you 2 weeks, a month even, to start feeling better. And then you will say, there's that expansive thing coming in again. Gee, if I did that, maybe I can do something else. It's kind of like the antithesis of what happens with drug addiction. Gee, that felt really good. Maybe I can try more. The body will do that on in the healthy mode also. If you try something healthy, the body will adjust. And your mind will adjust, and you will say, gee, maybe I can try a little something different at lunchtime. You're right.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's cool, right?
It is.
It's so exciting to know that we are actually designed to do this stuff, right? When you remind yourself, your body and your brain, that it has all these tools, it gets excited. It's like, oh, yeah, that's right. I was designed this way. I'm good. I'm going to start working for you because, like you said, your brain knows. And then once your brain knows, it sends signals out to the body. Oh, I feel better. Oh, this is good. Let's keep going on this. You've proven to me that you care about me, and now I'm going to show you that I can do this. And I'm going to give you more signals, more healthy signals.
Interesting that thing that happens right along those lines, Mariel, is that as you do this, you know, it's a journey. Your body adjusts, but it doesn't adjust to where you are, so to speak. It adjusts to the journey, and there is no destination. So for people like us, what we're doing is we are constantly, I should say in search, but we are always looking for new information. That doesn't mean we jump right on it, but you never stop the process of adjusting and readjusting, and that's
right.
The other part of this that gets good. Your mind goes into a mode where it says, I don't have to be in a safe zone anymore. My life is a safe zone, and I will continue to look for things, and I'll make changes when they're necessary because I feel like my world is strong enough for me to take a risk here and there.
I love that. Yeah, I love that you reminds people that the brain knows what the brain knows, and the brain feels safe when you've given it good things, right? Good, healthy things. It'll give you more once it's starting to get that. It'll go, oh, yeah, no, I'm in a good place here, and you're treating me well. I love that.
Well, you know, it's just back to being a real balanced human being. You know, I've said it for years. We're physical, we're intellectual, we're emotional, we're spiritual. If you can balance those things out, that works. And it sounds like a huge task, and you start just the way you said it before. Start in the morning, people. When you get up, simply say, you know what, the day is here. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to try to make this a good time. I'm going to try to be efficient. That's great. But I'm going to be grateful for every little thing, because look around. We're not in a nation that's getting bombed, and hopefully it stays that way.
Right.
We have so much to be grateful for. Get up with that in your mind and then start taking care of yourself with breakfast. Do that and watch it set the tone for the rest of your life.
Yes, absolutely.
So,
it's so good.
This has been wonderful. So now, if people may want to follow you, they want to, come to the center you're sending up, whatever it may be. How do they find you? How can they contact you?
Well, my site is mariellehemingway.co, and my foundation, which is a mental health foundation, which is it's not there yet, but we long for it to be a resource navigator. All I want to be able to do is say, if you're on the East Coast and you need somebody, or, you know, you're looking for somebody on the Internet, I'll direct them towards you or wherever, whatever. If you're in Toronto and you need an addiction center, I just want to be a resource navigator. That's what I want to raise money to create, and that's called the Mariel Hemingway Foundation.org. And you can find me on Instagram or Facebook, Mariel Hemingway, 1M in Hemingway. Thank you. Mariel Hemingway, Hemingway. Not a lot of, some people don't spell that correctly. Anyway, that's pretty much it. And all, on there I share, and Outcomes of Sun, which you mentioned in the beginning. Outcomes of Sun is my podcast that I do with my best friend and partner, Melissa Yamaguchi, and we have a great time talking to people like yourself, Foss, and other people in the space of mental health, but sometimes I'll just talk to people about their stories. I think it's important for people to tell their stories in order to, get past it, to realize that the story is just a story, and that's not who you have to be for the rest of your life. So, that's about it. Outcomes of Sun podcast, which you can get on Spotify and YouTube, and Lit Live, which is a digital platform that used to be Dash Radio, but now it's called Lit Live. And, any place you get a podcast. So that's pretty much it.
Well, it has been a wonderful time talking to you, exactly as I thought it would be. And as always, it's just great to spend time with you. So I look forward to keeping this all going.
Absolutely. Well, with all of your amazing books, I know that it will.
So again, everyone, we're done now for the day. In a month from today, I will be back with another episode with Fix It with Foss. So don't miss us 1 month from today. That's May 9th at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Until then, stay safe, everyone. Have fun creating your world. And here's to the power inside you. God bless.